My name is Josh, and I am 17 years old, and I attend Albert Gallatin Senior High School. If a teacher creates a relationship with a student, it can make them beyond an effective teacher. If I was to walk into a class and the teacher has something in common with me or in common with other students, it creates a bond between the teacher and student, and therefore we are more likely to pay attention to the teacher as well throughout the subject and the class. If a teacher makes the class a lot more self-interesting or has a stronger appeal, everyone will want to pay attention a lot more. If a teacher's personality will be a better personality, I know I'm more likely to pay attention. And I believe the teacher's personality is what makes either an effective teacher or a non-effective teacher. If I'm going to be learning for 45 minutes or bored out of my mind for 45 minutes. When a teacher is joking around or makes a class a lot more interesting, it creates a better learning environment because you're a lot more calm, you're not stressed about this subject, and you are going more on a teenager's level. For instance, my 8th grade history teacher was probably the best I ever did because he made a joke out of everything. Even though it was history, he made it fun. We were constantly paying attention. He only had one role, and that was to look at him, which you would always, because he would always be telling a joke or doing something funny or just making it very creative in a way that it had made us pay attention. And in that environment, my lowest grade I ever got was a 93. Every other single grade was a 98 to 100. A teacher that may have like a cocky attitude or acts like he's smart or better, I will not pay attention to. It's not very good because if someone acts better than me, then I'm not going to want to even try to do well because it's not going to have any effect on me. The best is to be funny, relate, and be personal with the student. The best experience I've ever had was with my history teacher, but the last year and this year, a lot of events like in class, a lot of like games, learning experiences, a lot of hands-on, not so much of just reading information, but I know I learn better with, instead of just a teacher reading a PowerPoint the entire time, having a class conversation with like my AP history. We did nothing but conversate about it the whole entire time. She had no notes, no materials, no PowerPoints, no presentations. We stood at a podium and discussed the topic as we were speaking to each other in the class, and we made jokes about stuff, and it really helped me out because I was more likely to pay attention in a conversation than a lecture. As far as my worst experience this year, teachers not being able to explain something very well and trying to rush the lesson. Instead of saying, we just don't have time for it and cut it out, they try rushing it in a couple of days, and that makes it worse because in the end, I learned nothing from it. Standardized tests to me are just something to teach to, not life skills. Like, because there are standardized tests, teachers are more likely to rush through information and try to hurry up and get it done before PSSAs. And then after PSSAs, there's nothing to do. Like, if I'm in a math class and we rush through a lesson, I'm not going to grasp anything for it, and it's not going to help me on the standardized test to begin with. And school years, I don't want to say aren't long enough because I like the summer, but still, in the same aspect, try to get cram stuff doesn't help.